Forward. At 1 o'clock on Friday, June 23, 2000, a vast company of people filled 10th Presbyterian Church in Philadelphia. They had come from all over the world to honor the memory of Dr. James Montgomery Boyce, pastor of the church for more than 30 years. The keynote of the service was heartfelt thanksgiving to God for such a remarkably fruitful life and ministry. 8 weeks previously, the church was also crowded for the opening service of the Philadelphia Conference on Reformation Theology, PCRT. During that conference, Dr. Boyce shared with me the medical report he had received on Good Friday. He was suffering from cancer of the liver and the prognosis was very bad. He was planning to tell the congregation the following Sunday. This he did with astonishing calmness, courage, and selflessness. Many said it was the most moving occasion they had ever shared in. From his earliest days, Jim Boyce was a leader among men. He distinguished himself at Harvard University, Princeton Seminary, and the University of Basel in Switzerland. His academic ability and scholarly nature were to become the foundation for a life dedicated to preaching, teaching, and defending the gospel. His passion for Reformed theology led him to found the PCRT in 1974. Similarly, his concern for the Reformation principle of sola scriptura lay behind his crucial influence in planning and convening the International Council on Biblical Inerrancy from 1978 to 1988. In 1996, he was instrumental in forming the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals. Yet I do not think he would wish to be remembered mainly for these landmark conferences and their widespread influence. More than once, he said to seminary students, to whom he frequently spoke, "I am first and foremost the pastor of 10th Presbyterian Church. That's where my heart is." Consistent with this, he spent more than 30 years as 10th's senior minister, to its eternal benefit. Early in his ministry, he wrote of the Puritans. "They were steeped in the Word of God. They were diligent. No work was too great or mountain too high for them to tackle. They were pious men who spent long hours in study and on their knees. They were not looking for promotion to positions of greater and greater prominence. Rather, they were willing to stay in one place so the work of bringing the Word fully to that place might be completed." Theologically and personally, James Boyce was himself in that true Puritan tradition. No man I have known has, more fully than he, exhibited and expounded in his life and ministry the five solas of which he writes in this book. They were the foundation stones of his thinking and the substance of his preaching. Writing in these pages of the sufficiency of Christ for the believer, he says, "We need no other prophets to reveal God's word or will. We need no other priests to mediate God's salvation and blessing. We need no other kings to control the thinking and lives of believers. Jesus is everything to us and for us in the gospel." So it was in Jim Boyce's life. The more you got to know him, the more apparent that became. Quite simply, he lived to know Christ better. He lived to preach Christ more effectively. And he lived to exalt Christ with every faculty of his being. His death brings great gain to him, but great loss to the Christian church. Many of us miss him acutely, but we thank God that through such books as the one you now hold in your hand, and by many other means, he, being dead, yet speaks.